You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off you.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. As Category 4 Hurricane Milton gets ever closer to Florida, residents are preparing physically and emotionally. Stephanie Grover Brock lives in Tampa.
Get you a little nervous and just the unknown is something that I don't do good with.
FEMA has two staging bases stocked with 20 million meals and 40 million liters of water and has almost 900 employees in the region. President Biden is speaking in ominous tones about the storm.
If you're under evacuation orders, you should evacuate now. Now, now. You should have already evacuated. It's a matter of life and death, and that's not hyperbole. It's a matter of life and death.
Forecasters are saying the dangerous storm could land a once-in-a-century direct hit on Tampa and St. Petersburg, flooding the heavily populated area with towering storm surges. CBS's Cammie McCormick now on the intense preparations for the arrival of the hurricane.
Governor Ron DeSantis says fuel is being rushed to gas stations, debris from the last storm cleared up as quickly as possible.
We must be prepared for a major, major impact to the west coast of Florida.
And the preparations are well underway.
People have been very serious about how big this storm is going to be.
Sheriff Chad Cronister in Hillsborough County with a message to residents there.
Yes, you may be inconvenienced and you may be uncomfortable, but if you listen to us, you and your loved ones will be alive.
Some Florida residents have fled to Philadelphia. Pam Daly was exhausted after a long flight from Orlando.
It was delayed three times. Finally, our original flight was supposed to leave at 9-something last night. We were delayed till 6 o'clock this morning.
She says she paid $700 per ticket for the flight, but has no complaints. A new book claims former President Donald Trump sent COVID tests to the leader of Russia at the height of the pandemic. CBS's Matt Piper has that.
In 2020, when the world and the U.S. was dealing with COVID and a shortage of tests, Donald Trump secretly sent tests to Russian President Vladimir Putin. That's what's alleged in Bob Woodward's new book titled War. Putin, according to the book, told Trump, "I don't want you to tell anybody because people will get mad at you, not me." The book also says Trump has spoken with Putin as many as seven times since leaving office, in one alleged instance this year, ordering an aide away so they could have a private call.
Israeli forces have killed the would-be successors of the late Hezbollah Hassan Nasrallah, according to Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. He's warning that Lebanon could end up destroyed like Gaza unless the Lebanese people rise up.
Don't let these terrorists destroy your future any more than they've already done. Stand up and take your country back.
The Dow is up slightly at this hour. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Wattles with a quick news update. The Walworth County Sheriff's Office has identified the victims of a fatal fire on Saturday night. 83-year-old Sylvia Chapman and her 58-year-old son Bradley were found dead in a home in what was initially called a crime scene. Details about the fire's origin and the causes of death remain unknown. A legislative candidate forum organized by NAMI Racine County will be held tonight. It's happening at the Workforce Development Center on Taylor. The event will feature candidates from the four local assembly districts and focuses on mental health issues. Racine's annual fall leaf collection program started yesterday. People are reminded to leave leaves unbagged on their designated collection day. The bus system in Racine has resumed normal operations for routes to and from the Regency Mall area. Recent developments in the area include the construction of a Woodman's and a new project in the western part of the parking lot. Over $5 million has been allocated to Kenosha County for removing lead paint from homes. The federal grant program aims to protect children from lead poisoning. And President Joe Biden's visit to Milwaukee today may cause traffic impacts. He's in the area addressing lead pipe replacement initiatives. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
A Badger named Player of the Week.
Hi,
I'm Mike Clemens with sports, college football. Wisconsin Badgers Trek Kekahuna named Big Ten Freshman of the Week. 6 catches and 2 touchdowns against Purdue. Head coach Luke Fickell says running back Tyree Walker looked good as the game wore on.
It gave Tyree an opportunity probably to truly kind of see what he can establish, you know, and even, you know, being physical at that. I think those kinds of guys do gain momentum after taking hits.
NFL, the Green Bay Packers host the Arizona Cardinals Sunday. Matt LaFleur says he expects Romeo Doubs will be back after meeting with the suspended wide receiver yesterday. Jair Alexander says Doubs is one of their best receivers.
I always want to go against Doubs. I mean, dude's freaking really good. I mean, he come in his rookie year not catching a single pass on me, and now he's in contested. He's going up for 50-50 balls now. I mean, he's a pro. You know, he goes about it the right way. He comes in. I mean, he catches 100 balls. Just more after practice. His attention to detail is very on point.
That's the Packers, Jair Alexander. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Bright and beautiful today. High temperatures reaching the upper 60s and a northwest wind. Skies stay clear tonight. We fall to the upper 40s and for tomorrow, just a touch cooler in the mid-60s under a ton of sun. Then we swing back to the upper 60s on Thursday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 69 degrees.
Scenes home for local news and timeless hits. WRJN, good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Welcome to my Tuesday. Here's Jackie DeShannon and Put a Little Love in Your Heart.
Think of your fellow man, lend him a helping hand, put a little love in your heart. You see, it's getting late. Hopies, don't hesitate. Put a little love in your heart. Just wait.
look around. And if you're looking down, put a little love in your heart. I hope when you decide, kindness will be your guide. Put a little love in your heart, and the world will be a better place. And the world will be a better place for you and me. You just wait.
Park to Racine's famous zoo, local news and timeless hits.
Yeah.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Brett Hoffman from Marcus Theaters is here and wraps up the weekend box office for us. Brett?
Well, at number five, it was the thriller Speak No Evil starring James McAvoy coming in at $2.8 million. And number four was Transformers 1 coming in at $5.4 million. Number three was Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice. In its fifth week of release, it took in $10.3 million. And this movie has now made over $265 million so far at the domestic box office. Number two was last week's number one movie. This is the animated The Wild Robot from Universal Pictures, and it brought in $18.7 million. And that's because at number one was Joker, Folie à Deux, with $40 million in its first week of release. Now everything will be up in the air this upcoming weekend with a plethora of new releases, including Piece by Piece, which is a journey through the life of singer-songwriter Pharrell Williams, told through the lens of Lego animation. Saturday Night, which is the story of what happened 90 minutes before the first broadcast of Saturday Night Live, and that's directed by Jason Reitman. Terrifier 3, which is a new horror release in that series. My Hero Academia, You're Next, an anime movie released by Crunchyroll. The Apprentice, this is a drama about Donald Trump's ascent to power. And The Nightmare Before Christmas, the 1993 classic, returns in both 2D and 3D for the holidays. Don't miss your chance to see it again on the big screen. There is so much to see on the cinema, including these new releases and things that we just talked about in the top five. So make plans to see a movie today.
All right, Brett. It's Brett Hoffman of Marcus Theaters, and I'm Kurt Vollman on WRJN.
Sometimes people change, and not always for the better. Take Senator Tammy Baldwin. What happened? She's been in D.C. for 25 years. Extreme left-wing groups have showered her with campaign cash, and now she's siding with them. Baldwin supported puberty blockers and sex change surgeries for minor children in Wisconsin. That's extreme. And Baldwin supports forcing women's domestic violence shelters in Wisconsin to admit biological men who claim to identify as women, making survivors of domestic violence sleep in the same building as men. That's just cruel. Tammy Baldwin used to share our values, but a quarter century in Washington has made her just too extreme for Wisconsin. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today's tip is skip the extended warranties. Now, I've fallen for this one myself, but after a lot of research, I've figured out that there's a reason the Best Buys and the Apples of the world are so hot to sell these warranties. And it's not because they're going to save you money. These things, whether they're called an extended warranty or a service contract or a protection plan, they are often loaded up with fees and rules, and you will rarely actually need to use them. What I do instead, I have my own warranty fund. Every time I'm tempted by an extended warranty, I put the money I would spend on that into a savings account. I mean, you'd be surprised how fast all that adds up. And now I have money I can use to fix or replace any of my stuff if it does break, with no hidden fees or rules. For more everyday money tips, check out Work Money Media on YouTube or text MONEY, M-O-N-E-Y, to 88285.
Farmers in Wisconsin have always been ahead of the times, and it's no different in the mid-1800s. George Esterly was running a large wheat farm outside of Whitewater, but reaping his crop by hand was back-breaking work. Esterly invented a mechanical harvesting machine and used it in his own fields in 1844. He then won a Chicago Mechanics Gold Medal 4 years later. But was he the first in the country to build a harvesting machine? The answer is coming up. Esterly followed up his win by opening a factory in the Whitewater area, building the harvesting machines and eventually other farm equipment too. By the 1880s, 500 people worked there. So was Esterly the first in the country to build a new mechanical harvesting machine? Yes. This man's early farm invention lives on as a remarkable slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr.
Well, you can't say we didn't listen to you. You may have noticed WRJN is playing the timeless hits you told us you missed. We'll still bring you Racine's local news, weather, and sports every day, now enhanced with timeless hits. Don Rosen expands his morning show to 9 a.m., followed by Cindy Huber, 9 till 2, and Kurt Bowman, afternoons 2 until 6. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon, I'm Kurt Vollman. Well, if you like today's weather, you're going to like tomorrow's weather too. Tonight, clear and 47. Tomorrow, sunny and 66. Well, it was on this date in 1992, the U.S. Postal Service issued a set of commemorative stamps to celebrate pop music legends. The stamps included Bill Haley, Buddy Holly, Otis Redding, Ritchie Valens, and this guy, Elvis Presley. It's In the Ghetto on WRJN.
As the snow flies on a cold and gray Chicago morning, a poor little baby child is born in the ghetto.
In the ghetto.
And his mama cries, 'cause if there's one thing she don't need, is another hungry mouth to feed in the ghetto. People, don't you understand? The child needs a helping hand. He'll grow to be an angry young man someday. Take a look at you and me. Are we too blind to see? Do we simply turn our heads and look the other way? Well, the world turns, and a hungry little boy with a runny nose plays in the street as a cold wind blows in the ghetto.
In the ghetto.
And
his hunger burns. So he starts to roam the streets at night, and he learns how to steal, and he learns how to fight in the ghetto. Then one night in desperation, the young man breaks away. He buys a gun, steals a car, tries to run, but he don't get far, and his mama cries. As a crowd gathers round, an angry young man face down in the street with a gun in his hand, the ghetto. And as her young man dies, on a cold and gray Chicago morning, another little baby child is born in the ghetto. And his mama cries.
Covers Racine's local news like we do. We've been doing it for 97 years now, covering the county, city, and neighborhoods you live and work in. So let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park newsroom.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Biden returns to Wisconsin today. He's talking about his administration's progress in replacing lead pipes in Milwaukee and creating good-paying jobs. It's Biden's second visit to Wisconsin since dropping out of the presidential race. He was here in September to talk about new investments in rural electrification and other infrastructure. The nation's agriculture secretary says Liz Cheney's endorsement to Wisconsin last week sends a message to Republicans thinking of voting for Kamala Harris in order to preserve democracy.
That is a very stark choice. And as a Republican, you can feel confident that you're doing what is right for the country by casting your vote for the vice president.
That's Tom Vilsack speaking to Civic Media's Todd Aubaugh. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Racine residents riding on the bus can now get back to Regency. The city's bus system says normal operations have returned to routes running to and from the mall area. If you haven't seen that mall area recently, the Bones of the Woodmans is up, with a new development also going up in the western portion of the parking lot. A new effort to get the lead out will start soon in Kenosha. Southeastern Wisconsin is set to get over $12 million for lead paint removal in homes. It's funded through a federal grant program. The funding includes nearly $5.2 million just for Kenosha County. The aim is to protect young children from lead poisoning and to improve overall community health. Watch out for some bad eggs. A salmonella outbreak linked to eggs from a farm in Wisconsin has sickened 65 people across the country, with 42 cases reported in Wisconsin alone. The affected eggs were sold under various brand names, including Milo's Poultry Farms, M&E Family Farms, Tony's Fresh Market, and Happy Quackers Farm for duck eggs. Motorists in Milwaukee should be prepared for potential traffic tie-ups today as President Joe Biden visits the city. He's addressing lead pipe replacement initiatives. Minnesota's First Lady Gwen Waltz will be campaigning in Beloit and Madison tomorrow. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
WRJN weather.
Bright and beautiful today. High temperatures reaching the upper 60s and a northwest wind. Skies stay clear tonight. We fall to the upper 40s, and for tomorrow, just a touch cooler in the mid-60s under a ton of sun. Then we swing back to the upper 60s on Thursday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 69 degrees.
Chiffons and Sweet Talking Guy on WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Well, a study found that active volcanoes produce 100 times less carbon dioxide emissions than humans emit. Well, and in some cases, they make better neighbors, too.
Crackling roars that get on board. We gonna ride till there ain't no more to go. Taking it slow. Lord, don't you know I'll have my
time with a poor man's lady, hitching on a twilight train. Ain't nothing here that I care to take along. Maybe a song to sing when I want. Don't need to say please to no man for a happy tune. Oh, I love my rosy child. Got the way to make me happy. You and me, we go in style. Crackling Rose, your store-bought woman, but you make me sing like a guitar humming. So hang on to me, girl, a song keeps running on. Play it now, play it now, play. Your store-bought woman, but you make me sing like a guitar humming. So hang on to me, girl, a song keeps running on. Play it now, play it now, play it now, my baby. Crackling Rose and make me a smile. Girl, if it lasts for an hour, well, that's all right, 'cause we got all night. Set the world right. Find us a dream that don't ask no questions. Ba 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 ba. Ba 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 ba.
Neil Diamond, Cracklin' Rosie on WRJN, your home for local news, timeless hits, and the Wisconsin Badgers. That's right, the Badgers are back in action this Saturday at Rutgers. Matt LePay has the call of the game at 11 a.m. Pre-game's at 9 a.m. You can follow the Badgers all season long on WRJN.
One, two, three.
Yeah. I can still remember how that music used to make me smile. And I knew if I had my chance that I could make those people dance, and maybe they'd be happy for a while. But February made me shiver with every paper I'd deliver. Bad news on the doorstep, I couldn't take one more step. I can't remember if I cried when I read about his widowed bride, but something touched me deep inside the day the music died. So bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. Did you write the book of love, and do you have faith in God above? If the Bible tells you so, now do you believe in rock and roll? Can music save your mortal soul? And can you teach me how to dance real slow? Shoes. Man, I dig those rhythm and blues. I was a lonely teenage bronc and buck with a pink carnation and a pickup truck. But I knew I was out of luck the day the music died. I started singing bye bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Day that I die, this'll be the day that I die. Now for 10 years we've been on our own, and moss grows fat on a rolling stone, but that's not how it used to be. When the jester sang for the king and queen in a coat he borrowed from James Dean, and a voice that came from you and me. Oh, and while the king was looking down, the jester stole his thorny crown. The courtroom was adjourned. That I died. Helped the skelter in the summer swelter. The birds flew off with a fallout shelter, 8 miles high and falling fast. It landed foul on the grass. The players tried for a forward pass with the jester on the sidelines.
Bye, bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee. were clenched in fists of rage. No angel born in hell could break that Satan's spell. And as the flames climbed high into the night, to the light, the sacrificial rite, I saw Satan laughing with delight. The day the music died, he was singing bye bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. I met a girl who sang the blues, and I asked her for some happy news, but she just smiled and turned away. I went down to the sacred store where I'd heard the music years before, but the man there said the music wouldn't play. And in the streets the children screamed, the lovers cried and the poets dreamed, but not a word was spoken. The church bells all were broken, and the three men I admire most, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, they caught the last train for the coast the day the music died. And they were singing bye bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. They were singing bye bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die.
We are Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman. Stuart J. Waddles is here. And Stuart, you and I were talking about this a little bit off the air, but yesterday I had to go get a new battery in my iPhone.
Ah, yes.
It was to the point where if I was making a call or doing FaceTime or doing anything that required any kind of activity whatsoever, my battery is lasting about a half an hour.
That's not good. How's the new one holding up so far?
So far, so good. Fingers crossed. But
well,
I wasn't
you
even.
Hope so. Hopefully, you don't have a software issue where you need to do a fresh install.
Well, no, because you could check the maximum capacity of a battery on an iPhone. And before I made the switch, it said my maximum capacity was 76. So if it said I was at 100%, I was really only at 76.
All right. Well, that's good. Hopefully, that works out for you. That's a frugal move. How much? Well, if you don't mind me asking.
With tax, I think it was 82 or $83, yeah, something
that's
like that.
Not bad. How long you have it?
5 years almost. But see, I mean, on one hand, I was like, well, I might as well just replace it. It's almost 5 years old. But on the other hand, it works great otherwise.
And yeah, I don't, otherwise, but at some point they just said that no matter what you do, they keep putting the updates out. And after update, after update, after update, after 3-4 years, even after your best attempts, it'll be dead on you.
Well, you have a smartphone, right?
Yeah, I do.
How long have you had it?
This one I've had, I think, going on maybe 2 years, okay. Year and a half.
Yeah,
but I'm good with it. Like every year, this is the recommendation from the newsroom. You should like do a fresh install every year, maybe every 2 years. Back up everything you've got, reset it to the way you bought
the factory
it,
defaults,
and then put everything back on there.
Yeah.
It just freshens things up.
I just figured I could go out and spend, you know, almost $1,000 or whatever on a new iPhone. But for $83 or whatever, if it lasts me another year, we're good.
Yeah, but aren't these people just throwing phones at you to get you to renew for another couple of years? Is that still the deal? Get a new phone and you can get this per month.
They want you to finance it, though, because I did actually go to my service provider before I got the new battery. I went to my service provider and I said, well, what will it be for a new phone? They said, well, you're due for an upgrade. It'll be, you know, such and such a month. I'm like, I'm not financing a phone.
All right. You want the budget. I'm just going to go out and buy it. Budget conscious way.
Yeah. I'm just going to go out and buy it. And, you know, but with this, $82, $83, whatever it was, give me another year and I'm good.
Well, happy calling.
All right. I'll give you a call when we're done here.
May your calls be lengthy.
before they just conk out on me altogether.
Right.
All right. That's Stuart J. Waddles, who keeps us up to date with local news throughout the day on WRJN.
Are your auto and home insurance rates too high? Then call the folks at Bain's AAA Insurance Agency to see if they can help save you money. Licensed in both Wisconsin and Illinois, they have been in business since 2014, serving the Racine, Mount Pleasant, Kenosha, and surrounding areas. Bain's AAA has sold thousands of customers AAA road service, auto, homeowners, condo, renters, life, and umbrella insurance, plus personalized service to fit your family's ever-evolving needs with competitive rates. Call Annette today at 262-672-4702.
Coverage is subject to all policy terms, conditions, exclusions, and limitations. Discounts and savings opportunities subject to eligibility requirements, subject to underwriting requirements. AAA Insurance is a collection of AAA branded insurance products, services, and programs made available to qualified members. Personal lines insurance is underwritten by Auto Club Group Insurance Company, Auto Club Insurance Association, and AAA Life Insurance Company.
Fall has arrived, and Ferraro's serves up the flavors to kick off the season just right. Ferraro's is Racine's go-to for classic pizzas, crispy fried chicken, and hot sandwiches. 50 years running. Feast on the Bratwurst pizza this October. Loaded with bratwurst, a beer cheese base, sauerkraut, red onions, cheddar cheese, and topped with a savory brown mustard drizzle. Plus, check out the delicious frozen pizzas, perfect for carryout or for your next big fundraiser. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's. Beecham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Our record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes. With inflation rising at record levels and incomes not keeping pace, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596 or visit www.kwwf.org. That's 800-506-5596 or visit www.kwwf.org.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on the WRJN website at WRJN.com. Your news just for the Racine Kenosha area. I'm Stuart J. Waddles with WRJN News.
Take the last train to Cottsville. Now I must hang up
the phone. I can't hear you in this noisy railroad station. All alone, I feel alone. Oh, no, no, no. Oh, no, no, no. And I don't know if I'm ever coming home. Take the last train to Clarksville and I'll meet you at the station. You can be here by 4:30, cause I've made your reservation. Don't be slow.